Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Eric Bilstead along with Michelle Richards. Let's get right to it. Eau Claire is the place to be, really, today. Two campaign stops at the same time in the same Wisconsin city. You'll have vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level.
And you'll have Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the new running mate to Vice President Kamala Harris, who will also be here today.
You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy. That's what you see. What you see.
The Harris-Walz ticket, and we have J.D. Vance, and it's all at the same time. Joining us now on the WTMJ hotline from Eau Claire is the president of the city council there, Emily Berge. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Quite the historic.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Quite an historic day for the city of Eau Claire.
Yes, it's very historic and exciting and just thrilling.
It's really amazing to think about the fact that, like, you have these two, obviously, it's the two left. You have the running mate, of course, of Kamala Harris in Walz being here. You have J.D. Vance also being here. And they're only going to be, like, 6 minutes apart from each other speaking at the same time.
Yeah. Yes. It's, I guess we didn't know that Walz was coming, but we knew the Vice President Harris was coming. And then we heard J.D. Vance was coming and then that Walz was coming. So it's just been a ongoing information stream over the last few days. It's been exciting.
Your police department has been really busy. The fire department just trying to coordinate with the, you know, Secret Service. What's been going on that front?
Yeah, yes, we've heard that Secret Service reached out right away to our police department, just making sure that, you know, everyone is secure and everyone's going to be safe. I think, yes, our fire department. You know, we've had campaign stops actually before, and in 2016 we had, you know, Clinton and Trump campaigns come in. And unfortunately, there's some unpaid bills from those campaigns. So we've done things a bit differently within the city and have hoping to get reimbursed this time to pay for our excellent police department in Eau Claire and fire services.
Yeah, I suppose that would be nice to get reimbursed for that type of thing. What is it about Eau Claire? I mean, you just mentioned that obviously you guys have had plenty of candidates stop over the years. Why is that? What is about Eau Claire that has candidates always eyeing you guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I've always heard of the last, well, since that election, that, you know, the 3rd CD, which is where Eau Claire is located, is a very swing district. And then we know Wisconsin is a very swing state. So it's kind of the swingiest district in the swingiest state. So I've also heard, it's a big statement, but that, you know, the road to the White House goes through Eau Claire because it could so, you know, could go either way and receive votes. It's a close election in Eau Claire. There's these presidential tickets. So every vote definitely matters here.
Emily Berge is the president of the city council at Eau Claire.
Is everybody flying in at the same time? Like, how does that work at the airport?
Yeah, I know. We only have one airport. And I'm not sure I think the vice president is coming first, and then J.D. Vance is coming shortly after. But it's not a very big airport. It's a regional airport, so I don't know if there'll be some awkward waves in the hallway or how that's going to work.
Oh,
so
that'd be great.
See, I guess.
That'd be fantastic if they're at baggage check together.
Dirty looks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Emily, we should point out, too, we find this very interesting about Eau Claire, is that Eau Claire doesn't have a mayor. You guys hire a city manager that runs the nuts and bolts of the city. You know, you being the president, you are elected by the people to be the Eau Claire City Council president, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yep. Yeah, I think I'm the only city council president in the state that does it that way. There's a handful of city manager council form of government in Wisconsin, but only, I think it's less than 10. So Eau Claire is very unique and even more unique that, yes, the city council president is elected at large on the spring ballot, the nonpartisan ballot.
So. Got to admit, Emily, it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Just the what? The whole day? Or?
Well, no, I just meant that, you know, not having a mayor and not having to do political stuff. You guys are just running the city. It sounds that's a little bit easier for people to swallow. It's more palatable.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yeah, we get things done in Eau Claire. At least we try.
Emily Berge, the Common Council President in Eau Claire. Well, good luck today. I know it's going to be a big day for the city.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reaching out, too, and have a good day down in Milwaukee.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure that's not going to be the last time we hear about a visit in Eau Claire. So here's how this is going to go down, Michelle. We have the Common Council President. She was correct that first the vice president will land, and then after that, the Senator Vance will land. And then they're both going to basically speak at like the same time. Vance is expected to deliver some remarks at like 1 p.m. at Wallard International, which is like a manufacturer of airport equipment. And then the vice president, along with her running mate, the governor of Minnesota, are expected to be speaking like 6 minutes away later that same hour. So like if you really worked at it, you might be able to see both. I doubt it. It sounds like there's already lines and things that would make that
be a lot of people waiting to get into those events.
Yeah, pretty interesting to know that they're that close to each other. The VP and Wall speaking at the event district, which is 6 minutes away from Wallard International. So Eau Claire, the center of the political universe, later today.